Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One of the biggest issues in the news today facing the country is the fight over increasing the debt limit. I want to unpack that a little bit, give you my perspective and how this can be done. But first of all, what is the debt limit? The debt limit is the limit in which the United States, by law, can increase its national debt. That's not the deficit. The deficit is what we're out of whack for a given year. The last time we had no deficit, believe it or not, in other words, we ran a surplus, was in Bill Clinton's last term. And when he did, the Wall Street Journal ran an editorial attacking him for it and saying that it's dangerous to run a surplus. I'm not kidding, dangerous to run a surplus, and that a certain amount of debt is necessary. The point is that nothing a Democrat does will be praised by the Wall Street Journal or by Republican leaders, nothing. Even if it's something that they say they're for, which they're not for, they're not for local control, they're not for any of this stuff. But what it matters to them is only that they have power. Once they're in power, Trump increased the national debt by trillions of dollars. They never said anything. They never said anything. Well, here's where we are right now. The debt limit expired back in August. And right now we are limping along on accounting tricks, deferring certain pension payments and so forth. I don't mean pension payments to retirees. I mean to shore up various federal pensions. That's an example. Taking money from other accounts. But come October 1st, you know when October 1st is? Real soon, like less than a week. Come October 1st, we will run out of some tricks. We'll have to shut some things down. And here is what will happen, because the Republicans shut things down two times, once when Newt Gingrich was Speaker, and once Ted Cruz engineered it for at least a month. They stopped paying the Coast Guard. They stopped paying the FBI. What happens is that our bond rating goes down. Moody's and the other bond rating agencies, you may think, well, it's US, the US government, it's solid. Of course, it's solid. But one reason why US treasuries only pay a very small amount, sometimes under 1%, is because everybody knows it's good as gold. But back when Jimmy Carter, at the end of his presidency with the oil embargo, I'll tell you, the treasuries are paying over 10%. I mean, people were putting money in just to U.S. treasuries and making the kind of returns you could only dream of with perfect safety. As a result of what the Republicans did in shutting the government down in the past, the cost of our debt goes up. In other words, we pay taxpayers a lot more for the borrowing on our national debt. It will, if this thing is not resolved very soon by October 1st or very soon thereafter, it will cost about 6 million jobs. This is a conservative projection by economists. It will cut out about $15 trillion in U.S. wealth. What do I mean by that? Do you have wealth? Yes, you do have wealth. If you have a 401k, an IRA, pension fund, those assets are going to go down in value. Real estate prices will go down in value. $15 trillion U.S. wealth. The unemployment rate will go up. Right now, it's almost negligible. It'll go up. Conservative projections are at about 9%. And we'll have our bond rating lowered and pay higher interest. We'll also not be able to pay some folks. Now, Trump selected the FBI not to pay because they were investigating him. And Trump, I think, selected the Coast Guard because he's not nuts. I mean, he is nuts, but he's not that nuts. If you don't pay the Navy and the Army and the Air Force, people get pretty alarmed pretty quick. And at the end, even Ron Johnson, in a private Senate Republican caucus meeting, started to shout at Moscow Mitch, "You've got to stop this. People up in Green Bay and everywhere are going, why is the Coast Guard not getting paid? Why is the FBI not getting paid? Why are you not making contributions to our pension funds?" You know what Wilbur Ross said, the Secretary of Commerce? He's a bloodless, heartless individual. The guy who was a director, the Bank of Cyprus, that bank that loaned Trump money. He's the guy that went to Saudi Arabia, and as he walks around the airport with all these characters, the Chainsaw Charlie and the rest, he goes, "This is great. There are no protesters here." Oh, really? You don't think there are any protesters in Saudi Arabia? You're right. You want to know why? Because they don't want their hands cut off and they don't want their relatives tortured. That's why. So here's what Wilbur Ross said at the time. Wilbur Ross goes, "Well, you know, if you're an FBI agent or a Coast Guard guy and you're not getting paid, go to the bank, take out a loan. And then when you do get paid again, you can pay it back." Are you kidding me? Wilbur Ross can go to crooked banks and get loans. The average guy doesn't just walk into the bank and say, "Hey, I want a loan to pay my bills. What's your security?" "Well, you know, not much. My house." "Yeah, but you already have it mortgaged." Why should FBI agents and Coast Guard people have to take out loans to buy groceries? This is what the Republicans are doing. Now, what Moscow Mitch has said is that they are going to filibuster any attempt to raise the national debt. Now, historically, there was no legal requirement to raise the national debt. You want to know why? Common sense. If Congress passes a spending bill that would require debt, it is assumed that it is approving that debt. It's assumed they're not just going out with a credit card on a binger to fancy restaurants, and then the bill comes and they go, "We're not going to pay the bill." It was assumed that when Congress passes a spending bill, that the debt that's required, if debt is required to pay for it, is authorized. The Republicans changed that, and now there have to be two votes. One vote for the spending. And remember something, Moscow Mitch and 19 Republicans voted for the hard infrastructure bill, $1.2 trillion. Moscow Mitch, under Trump, and the Republicans voted for a couple of trillion in initial COVID relief spending. But now they're saying we're not going to approve paying it because that takes a second vote. And they are going to filibuster and they're going to whip it. What does whip it mean? They have whips. They call them guys who go around. They call you up and say, "This is important. The minority leader has said you got to vote with the party. And if you don't, you're not going to get any money for your election. And we're going to groom a primary opponent for you." So if they filibuster, we need 10 votes, Republicans, to get to 60. We're not going to get them. Moscow Mitch is saying, "Well, the Democrats can do it on their own in budget reconciliation. That requires Manchin and Sinema." Let's say Manchin and Sinema say, "Okay, the Republicans under the rules can still delay this for months." Any Republican can raise his pinky and go, "I'd like to put this off for a couple of weeks or a month." And that's it. Can that be corrected? Yes, it can be. The majority can do whatever it wants. The majority could get rid of the filibuster for everything or for just this bill. For voting rights, infrastructure, anything else. It takes Manchin and Musk and Manchin and Sinema. Will Manchin and Sinema vote to increase the debt limit on budget reconciliation or drop the filibuster requirement for that bill? You'd think so. Really? I don't have a lot of confidence in Manchin and Sinema, to be very honest with you. So that's where we stand. That is where we stand. Going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about Manchin and Sinema, but what the Democrats just need to do is say, Moscow, Mitch is saying you got to do this on your own, and you say, well, fine and dandy, we're going to do it on our own, we're going to change the rules, none of this crap of a single senator raising an objection, that we're going to get things, this thing's passed and protect the nation's and the world's economy, not defaulting on our debt. I mean, it's just nonsense that this is happening right now. I mean, that Moscow, Mitch, I mean, just...
You know, look, here's the deal. What's going to happen is at some point we cannot pay our bonds. At some point, you know, the Chinese hold well over $1 trillion in our paper, in short-term paper. All they have to do is not roll it over. All they have to do is not roll it over. Or anybody retires, you can go, okay, I have a $10,000 treasury bond in my 401k or whatever. I need it. They'll go, well, here's an IOU. Here's an IOU. Do you understand the depth, Mark, of what these guys are doing? What these guys are doing is savaging the country. In October 1, it expired in August. Janet Yellen has been doing various tricks to keep it going, doing a good job, shuffling money around. This is the United States. This is the United States. Sometimes they'll do a budget resolution by voice vote. These guys don't want to go on the record. Voice vote. And then what they go, okay, we'll fund it till December. And we limp along. I mean, we're not funding it under a normal budget cycle because of the Republican Party. When Ted Cruz did this a while ago, when Obama was president, it cost $25 billion because of what he did. When Newt Gingrich did it in the 90s to Clinton, it was a longer period of time. You're going to have people not paid. Federal employees not paid. That's not right. This is the United States. The Republican Party, Manchin, Sinema, have got to get, hey, there can't be any single objections by these flaky senators. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.